You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show. And we're going to talk about this kind of dreaded word for a lot of people, and that's chaos. A lot of people try to avoid it and think, you know, if they plan well and whatever, they can stay away from this ugly thing called chaos. But the interesting thing is if you're not afraid of it, and you see it as something actually positive,
yep,
chaos is something that you're going to need to face over and over and over again, and hopefully it happens a lot, because that means your cycle of change is taking place pretty rapidly in your life and in your business.
Absolutely, and if you were to look at your, like, go back and look in your past and where you made the biggest strides or biggest changes in your life, when you went from whatever, where you were at here to where you were at there,
mm-hmm.
It's likely there was a pretty big amount of chaos, or maybe a negative event, something happened that created a whole bunch of emotional, a whole bunch of, what do I do here, chaos,
mm-hmm.
and you worked through it, and you went from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can also look at other times where you didn't, because you didn't push through the chaos, so you didn't get any better.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, if you've gotten through the year where you aren't markedly different than you were the year before, you didn't push through the chaos.
You turned around and went back to the old status quo.
Absolutely correct. We all have it going on all the time. There's stuff that you don't want to do. There's stuff that makes you, you know, the butterflies in the stomach, makes you feel nauseous. Oh, I have to have this conversation with this employer, or I have to do this, or I have to make this phone call. I don't want to do this. Yeah, that's all little pieces of chaos that are all part of a bigger piece of chaos that if you don't do, nothing changes.
Right. I share this with my wife often, because we talk about the chaos and actually the positive aspects of it. And everybody is familiar with adversity is the true test of character.
Yep.
But there's a really interesting thing, particularly in business, that you learn about your teammates when your organization hits this point of chaos in the
yep.
cycle of change. You learn a lot of things about how other people in your organization handle adversity. And think about this, in maybe a more extreme situation. Let's say we're in the service together and we're in a platoon of soldiers that are heading over a berm. Do you
yep.
want to be with 60 other soldiers who will get the stuff done no matter what happens?
Yep.
Or do you want to be with a group of people who, you know, the minute the first shell flies, they're all running
yeah, no.
for the dugout.
Not happening,
and
right.
you're standing on the top of the hill by yourself going, hey, where is everybody?
Right.
Yeah, adversity is a really telling sign of who you have on your team and what metal your characters are made of. And in some cases, chaos not only helps you get to a new status quo, but they might help point out a few deficiencies you have
right.
in your team.
You need to start looking at the chaos as this is going to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to get you from to the next point. I look at it, I don't golf a lot anymore. I used to golf a lot when I was like in my 20s. And you'd have your rounds of chaos where you just couldn't do anything right. You couldn't hit anything. You couldn't hit the fairway. You couldn't chip. You couldn't putt. It was your three putt in every green. It was ridiculous. And you'd leave going, I'm never going to golf again. And then you're like, you birdie the 18th hole or something. You
mm-hmm.
know, you have one good hole. But as a whole, the round is, it was miserable. It was horrible. You know, I shot 8 strokes above my average. And you have 2 or 3 of those rounds.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I learned when I was golfing a lot is, once I had 2 or 3 of those rounds, I was going to have a round that was 8 strokes under my average or 5 strokes under my average.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I was going through that next phase of becoming a better golfer.
Right.
And I just had to get through those 2 or 3 rounds, and suddenly I was going to be shooting a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the chaos in your business and in life is the same way. Is you got to look at it as, once I get through this, then I'm here.
Right.
Then I've got this new status quo. That's awesome. And I get to work with that, and then I'm going to have some more chaos come,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to go the next step, and then I'm going to go the next step, and then I'm going to go to the next step.
Because when you get to the next step, you're going to come up with some new ideas.
Absolutely.
And implement some new processes and systems.
Correct.
And once they get rolling, you're going to run into this little nasty thing called chaos again.
Yep.
Realize you got to make some adjustments if you're pushing through it.
Correct.
And
come
to a new status quo.
Correct.
And so when I said earlier that chaos is something you actually want to embrace, I actually was talking about people that are going through a positive cycle of change,
mm-hmm.
not people who get stuck in chaos and just live in it.
Right. There are certain
people. That's a totally different thing.
It's a totally different thing. Yeah, those are people that want to stay in the chaos. They like chaos. They like the misery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want people that want to move to the other side of it. But you also have to understand that that has to be your goal, that the reason you're going through that crap is so you can get to the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you push through that, you will be better. Your business will be better. But what changes do you have to make to push through it? If you don't want to push through, people do things all the time to avoid chaos. Oh, I haven't raised my prices in 5 years. Because raising your prices will create chaos.
Yes.
Raising your prices will make, you'll have customers complain. You'll lose customers. You'll have all kinds of other issues. So I'm going to avoid that because I don't want to deal with that chaos. Oh, if I write this employee up, that's going to create chaos. Yeah, this employee's not doing their job. But if I write them up, they're going to get mad. They're going to scream or they're going to cry. Or there's going to be all kinds of issues. That's going to create chaos, so I won't do it.
And if you don't write them up, you have a whole different kind of chaos, too.
Correct. And they don't realize it.
They don't think about
that. They don't think about that. They don't realize that mm-hmm. that's chaos that they've created. They're trying to avoid the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they address the chaos and they know that when I have this conversation, one of two things is going to happen. I'm going to write this employee up. They're either going to get it and they're going to change, or they're not and I'm going to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, I'm at a new status quo.
You think about the extent that, this is really kind of a micro example of avoidance of chaos, but here's a department leader who decided that the hours somebody was putting into the team weren't what she was going to put in and pay for.
Yep.
So she was just making the adjustments on the time. When the person turned in their time,
right.
she would just make the adjustments to what she thought they ought to be and turn them in.
Yep.
And well, then the employee would get the paycheck, and the paycheck didn't match up to what they thought it was supposed to be. Now they get the boss involved.
Yep.
And now this manager's in the middle. And as it turns out, technically she was right. But because she was just avoiding the problem and not going and talking to the employee.
She created a whole different level of chaos because she was avoiding chaos.
She had a huge problem on her hands before this is all done.
And we do that all the time mm-hmm. in business, in life, where you will avoid something because you don't want that level of chaos. You don't want to deal with the chaos that comes from that. And then what ends up happening a month later, 2 months later, 2 weeks later, whenever it is a whole new level of chaos because you didn't address that one issue.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really funny. There was one time in my life I remember being unjustly accused by somebody of something. And when the time came to talk about this, she was actually making a comment to her friend that I know he's going to be prepared. And she was like all worried.
Yep.
And I'm going, don't start something and don't make problems that you're not prepared to finish.
Yep.
Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show talking about pushing through chaos. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jumps and racing. P.S. I am 13, my name is Connor, and I'm double-jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers want. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about the importance of pushing through chaos and the fact that chaos can actually be an important positive step in your business. And we were visiting earlier about learning something about your teammates and the other characters on your team, because adversity does put a lot of pressure on people.
Yep.
And, you know, they quoted this a lot even when I was in officer school in the Army. They said, pressure makes diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do really find out who your diamonds in the bunch are when a little bit of chaos comes on.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you find out who the people are that are able to maintain some positive focus and positive energy. And they go, you know what, the proverbial crap hit the fan here, but hey, what do we have to do? What do we have to fix? And they move on, and you come out the other side, and you go, wow, actually, not only was that not so bad, but now it actually feels really good.
Yep.
So you learn all kinds of cool things about your teammates. The other question would be, is what do you learn about yourself?
Yeah, huge.
Think about that. What do you learn about yourself?
Well, and that's the big thing, is most people don't spend time to look at themselves and reflect, you know, who am I and where do I want to be? And and looking at that and go, okay, so this is who I am. Do I like who I am? Do I not like who I am right now? Who do I want to be? Okay, how do I get there?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get to, I'm here, how do I get to be? How do I get to here? What are the things I need to start doing? What are the things I need to, what's the chaos I have to go through? And that's the thing that you have to understand, and that's why you have to embrace the chaos. In order for you to be better, in order for you to get to that level of who you want to be, there's chaos you got to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be looking at each time you're going through that chaos, you're one step closer to who you want to be, one step closer, one step closer. I just got to get through this chaos and I'll almost be there.
I couldn't help but think, as we're talking about chaos and pushing through the chaos and then getting to the other side and not feeling so bad, I was suddenly remembering this cruise that you took recently and this thing called karaoke.
Yep.
Did that feel like chaos?
Yeah, it was horrible. That was absolutely, yes, that was a lot of chaos. That was chaos leading, that was the chaos the whole day. It was chaos leading up to it. It was.
You were thinking about that the whole time, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was nauseous. I wanted to run and find some place to hide.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't. I had to stand up there and do it. And then, of course, once I sang the first time and I got done, you know, I went back
We're seeing sang in quotes here.
It was not good. I went and sat down, and of course the kind of the leader of the group, I get done and she says, okay, good, now you're gonna go sing a duet with me when we get done. You know, I'm picking the duet. What do you want to sing?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna go up there again. And that the whole thing with the chaos is, okay, did I go through anywhere near as much chaos the second time I went up there?
No,
it wasn't even close. It wasn't. There was no. They weren't even the same hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
It was so different. So because I'd already went through that chaos, I've already gotten past that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that you have to learn is once you get through the chaos, addressing any of those issues again is never going to be anywhere near as difficult.
Now, when you think about this, what happens for most people that get into chaos? The reason why they don't push through and come out the other side and actually be better for it is because they get into this situation of chaos, and you think about, you know, problems that can come up between two people or whatever, and somebody comes to you and says, hey, you know, this is a problem and blah, blah, blah. Well, a lot of people look at that and see it as confrontation rather than an opportunity to improve. And so because they do see it as confrontation, a fight happens, they become defensive, they start saying, oh no, that wasn't me, that was so-and-so, and things start getting deflected. You have this victimizing thing going on. Somebody's yelling racist, somebody else is saying you're prejudiced, you're this, you're that, and nothing is learned out of that whole process.
They'll do lots of things. Believe me, I mean, the karaoke thing on the cruise ship, the first thought in my mind when I opened my eyes that morning was, I hope I'm sick today, then I can't sing. Okay? I mean, that's the
thing. You're running a bottle brush down your throat.
That's the thing. Whenever you've got something coming up that you really don't want to deal with, you really don't want to do, that's what that chaos does, is it actually puts your body in a defensive mode, and how can I get out of doing this, where, you know, maybe I'll be sick today and I won't have to do it, and you actually have that thought. I mean, if you got something, I got a meeting with an employee, I got to write this employee up, well, maybe I'll be sick today and I won't have to deal with it. And then lo and behold, you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just talked yourself into being sick.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to deal with the chaos. Well, do you still have to deal with the chaos? You're still going to have to address it somewhere along the line. Even if I'd have been sick, that I could have gotten seasick and been, you know, in the bathroom the entire day, my clients were not going to let me get away with not doing karaoke sometime, some way, somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to learn is somewhere along the line, you just got to step up and do it. And get past all that stuff, because you got two people that are on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You got one stupid and one smart. Mm-hmm. One's trying to get you out of doing stuff. One's trying to get you to do the stuff you need to do. Which voice do you listen to?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the cool thing about that, Dave, is when you think about that a lot, and you're always looking at how can I get to the other side and find something positive out of this, and get to the new status quo. When you're thinking about that all the time, and you've conditioned your mind to do that, well, then when other circumstances and other things come up in life, you find yourself doing the same thing. And I'll give you a really quick example. Last week I had a meeting set up with somebody, 9 o'clock in the morning at a coffee shop, and they were supposed to be there at 9. You know what time they showed up? 9:20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't show up late for somebody's appointment. If they contact me and I agree to whatever, I will be there on time. And in fact, I try to be there 15 or 20 minutes early if I can. So the fact that this individual showed up as late as they did, it actually got to be about 10:02, and I got up and walked out of the shop and went in my vehicle, and then I was just curious, you know, are they actually showing up for this, or what did they think?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden I get this message, and, hey, I'm running a little bit behind. Well, this is already now like 10 after, quarter after.
Right.
Then I get the message, and I'm deciding, I'm just, you know, screw it. They can learn the hard way that you don't do this kind of stuff, and I was just going to leave. And as I'm getting ready to leave, I'm going, so am I teaching them a lesson, or am I teaching myself a lesson?
Right.
And I'm going, I was planning on being here to talk to them for an hour anyway, and I see the vehicle pull into the parking lot, and it was them.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I'll go back in there and visit with them for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain to them that it's a good idea for them to have been there at 9 o'clock, but I'll go back in and do this for 40 minutes.
Yep.
And it was having thought about that sort of thing beforehand and realizing that maybe that wasn't so important and I could switch gears and just go on with what I plan to do.
Well, and don't think for a second that you're the only one that hesitates, or that, you know, if you're thinking, well, somebody's, I don't want to get up in the morning because I don't want to deal with this, I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only one that's dealing with that. Everybody deals with that. There's days where the president doesn't want to get up in the morning because he's got to deal with crap he doesn't want to deal with. That's how it works.
That's right. That's right. So you got to find a way to deal with it and put all that stuff aside. Push through the chaos, because there is a new status quo on the other side if you learn to do that. Kevin Hurley with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee, as a business owner. I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.